We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good Minute Hummel podcast, and we got Robbie Hummel.
I'd known you since you were a kid.
I could blow my knee out, both knees, and still kick your ass.
We're trying to find the Robbie Hummel statue.
I wanted to kill you.
All right, welcome in another episode of the Goodman and Hummel podcast. And I'm in a hotel in Boston, headed to lovely Asheville, North Carolina, tomorrow for the SoCon Championship game. Where are you headed? Where are you?
I'm in the Charlotte Admirals Club, and I am going to the same place. I am also going to Asheville for the SoCon Championship game.
So why aren't we doing
this? Well, that's a good question. I'm trying to be quiet because it's very quiet in here.
you're a big personality though. Don't people know who you are at the Admirals Club everywhere you go?
Well, I'm just trying to be respectful of other people. You know,
very nice of you. You know, how about this? I'm going to give you a story. So I've obviously flown for a long time. I had never been to the Delta Club until about a month ago, ever. And I've had it, like, the access to it for years and just never gone. Well, I went, a guy named Drew Carter, who does Celtics play-by-play. He also does ESPN games as well, college games. But he does Celtics road games this year. Young guy who graduated from Syracuse. I saw him at the airport in Boston maybe a month ago. And he was like, we were going to the same place. I think we were going to LaGuardia, both connecting through LaGuardia. And then he was going to do an Alabama game. And he said, hey, come on the Delta Club. And I'm like, all right, why not? So we went to the one in Boston. It was pretty good. Well, we waited for a flight. Then he's like, wait till you get to the one at LaGuardia. I'm like, huh? So we go to the one at LaGuardia. It's like a hotel. Like, it's incredible. They have everything there. Like, you could sit there all day and eat all your meals there.
All right. Now, there's some that are really nice. And if you're flying overseas, then there's some really, really good ones on American. The Delta clubs at Detroit are good. Really? The airline clubs are nice. Like, it definitely, if you're in the airports a lot, it's a nice perk for pizza sitting in those. I thought that you would use your brain.
I did not.
I thought you would.
A lot of years of wasted money and time sitting at the gate. And part of it was, you're worried about, like, sometimes missing the flight. Doing some work and forgetting and losing track of time, which I'm not going to let you do because you have the big Samford. I don't know who's winning. I think Chattanooga is winning right now as we're recording.
Yeah, Chattanooga. They got to the final last year.
They did.
And they lost a lot. That'd be impressive if they were able to. I'm checking the score right now. Yeah, Chattanooga up 6 with 2:40 to go.
I might even give you some scoop on Bucky Ball and Bucky McMillan that you probably don't know.
I've seen Samford play one time this year. I saw them first game of the year against Purdue.
That's right. You did. One of the 21 times that you've seen Purdue now. Right? 21
now? Exactly. I think it's 20. But today I got to meet Darius Rucker, the guy that you've never met
in Charleston. Tell everybody how excited you are to meet Darius Rucker, and now he followed you on Twitter.
He did. Hey, I will say, I have been a fan of his since the Hootie days. I mean, when I was a kid, Hootie the Blowfish was big.
Yeah.
And he still puts out great music.
Blowfish guy. You do.
At least respect him enough to get his name right. But I walked out of the bathroom, and I literally just walked right into him. So I was like, well, I'm going to introduce myself. And he was super nice. No, at the game. He was at the Purdue game.
Oh, he was at the Purdue game. What was he doing at the Purdue game? Why would he go to this Purdue game?
I've heard a couple different reasons, but I don't know if any of them are true. Well,
what's the rumor? What is?
Well, it was that his girlfriend or his fiance, her parents live in West Lafayette, or they're Purdue alumni or something. But yeah, he had good seats, and he could not have been nicer. So that was pretty cool.
He's got a house in Charleston, right, Melissa? Darius Rucker. We walked by it. Really, really nice. We were going to rent.
I would assume.
We still might rent a place that's like 1/8 of the size, that's literally like 2 blocks away.
This just means that they're paying you too much at many different places. If you're renting a house by Darius Rucker, they're paying you way too much.
Yeah, his place is sweet. I think I might camp out and say, I know Robbie Hummel. Will you let me in? Yeah. And he'll probably shut the door right on my face.
They go a long way now. I think it go a long way.
I don't think he knows who you are. I think, like Coach K, he probably mistook you for like Scott Martin or somebody.
Coach K did thank me for coming all the way from Cali for my visit. So you never know. You never all right, know.
Let's get to it. So let's go through, if we can, some of our big storylines kind of going into this championship week. Obviously, we got a bunch of tickets punched already so far.
Before we get into that, how about the Missouri Valley? That's going to be a dicey proposition. I really like Indiana State.
Me too.
But they probably had to win that. That's not good.
That's where my idea, my whole concept comes in now. It really does. I mean, my concept of the play-in. And well,
refresh me again. What was it?
So, like, just it could like, be the last four teams, the last four spots in the main bracket, and you play four mids and lows against four highs to get in. So you'd have Indiana State playing, let's say Villanova was one of the final teams in. You'd have Indiana State playing Villanova, and then App State just lost. So you could have App State playing, I don't know who, you know, Wake Forest.
And how are you qualifying these teams to get in? Are they because they won their regular season conference title? Is that why they're – or just because they're close? They're the closest to the bubble.
They're the closest to the bubble. You know, maybe you do it by a combination of metrics, something like that. I mean, I'm a huge analytics guy, so I'm not sure exactly how I would do it with the metrics. But I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead. I'm just trying to push this narrative, this idea – so maybe it catches some legs, and I'm gonna need your help because you're like, you know, you've got a lot of juice right now in college hoops.
Yeah, a lot of juice. I actually like your idea.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to be respectful of the people around me. You make me do these stupid ass podcasts, so I gotta be quiet around these people.
Is there somebody right next to you? Like, can you turn it? Anybody else? Or it says nobody there. All right, this really, you're fine. You're
I know, fine. But you can, I still, I don't want to be that guy that's like yelling.
I know. Well, you don't have to yell. I mean, you yell all day when you're doing a game. People are tired.
That's what I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to yell then.
All right, so let's get into it here. Biggest storylines of leading up to Selection Sunday. Can I give you a couple for me?
Please.
Like, here's my, let me throw one question at you first. If you had the opportunity to go to one conference tournament, and it can't be the Big Ten because you're a Big Ten homer, you have to say Big Ten because they pay you money. But if you had a chance to go to any conference tournament right now, where would you choose?
I mean, the Big 12 tournament will be phenomenal because there are so many good teams. Probably the Big East tournament. I just from when I was when I was in college and high school. I remember even when I was hurt and I was laying in a hospital bed for the entire champ week in Indianapolis, I watched like every game of the Big East tournament because they were on all day and the games were really good. And that's when the Big East was at its height of its basketball superpower. So the Garden had such an allure. The style of play in the Big East is fun to watch. From doing the three Big East games that I've done this month, I can get used to watching guys fly up and down the floor and play free, and compare that to today's Purdue Wisconsin game, which was a battle royale at times. You know, it's just a totally different style of play. The Big East. I think I would like to see Arch Madness at some point. I'd like to go down and see that because they do a phenomenal job. The Valley's a good league. So I'd probably say the Big East tournament. I've been to the Big 12 tournament. That's a great deal. But yeah, I'll go Big East tournament or Arch Madness.
So I've been to all of them. I mean, I've been to all the big ones in Vegas, running around to all of them, which is really cool. If you're out there for like a week, you can do WCC, semis and final, all Mountain West, Pac-12. If the Pac-12 was stronger this year, I probably would have done it. What are you giving me that look for?
You give me. I'm holding my iPad and I almost dropped it. It wasn't because of what you said.
Anyway, so the Big East, I agree with you. I think it's got the best atmosphere of any of them, and they're all pretty good. Let's face it, they're all good. Big East is
The Big Ten could be questionable to this year as a good atmosphere with the Minneapolis play. Well, TBD on that.
I hope they hammer you in Minneapolis for that, because I said it when they announced they were having it there, and they were also announcing they were having their
at Big Ten Media Day. They were hating you. That Big Ten worker came over and goes, "That Jeff Goodman guy is such an asshole." I was like, "You're right." Yeah,
and you didn't defend me at all. Not once.
I agree with him. I agree with him.
Bullshit. Complete bullshit. You're supposed to be my teammate.
Yeah, but this is a teamwork where we stab each other in the back too.
Okay, fine. So nice. You know, I'm respect your elder. You know, have you heard that?
Yeah, but are you my elder? I feel like we're peers at this point.
We will be peers when I throw the football further than you out in Phoenix.
The combine.
I got out there the other day. We're not doing a full combine. We're not doing a full combine.
Because I'd win.
Well, yes, you're 15 years younger and you played at Purdue.
Yeah, and I'm a pro athlete.
The last time.
Respect listen, that. I didn't just play in college. Pro
the
athlete.
Last time we did the vertical test, I beat you. I still stand by that.
No, you did.
I did.
You never did.
It was.
You never did.
It was at a wall in Purdue.
Yeah, get back on track. What's the other storyline?
Anyway.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Best month of the year is here, which is why you need to know that we are now partnered with BetMGM. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for the listeners and the viewers of the Field of 68 throughout the conference and NCAA tournament. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, you can use the bonus code FIELD150 and you'll get $150 in free bets on your first wager with BetMGM, regardless of whether or not that bet hits. Here's how you make it work. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using the bonus code FIELD150. Deposit at least $5 and place your first wager on any game, and you get $150 in free bets regardless of the outcome. Just make sure you use that bonus code FIELD150 when you sign up. And most importantly, we have some fun stuff coming up for the conference tournaments and for the NCAA tournament. Bet insurance tokens, college hoops, odds boosts, and what I love the most, a nice little parlay boost, as well as a ridiculous array of prop bets for anything that you could possibly imagine betting on in March and in early April. BetMGM is the king of the prop bet. So go download the BetMGM app, Use FIELD150 as the code and sign up today. And while I've got you here, a quick request. The best way to support the Field of 68 content that you get here for absolutely free is to engage with it. Rate and review the podcast. Like and share YouTube videos. Tell your friends about us. It all helps in a world where the algorithm is king. And now, back to our show.
Big East. I love, and I'm going to the Big 12 from Asheville, from the SoCon. I pick going to the Big 12, and I'm sort of regretting it right now. Here's why.
I don't think you can go wrong either way.
I think I can. Here's why. Because I don't think there's enough on the line in the Big 12.
Well, the Big East has bubble teams that need it. Yes. So that's fair.
St. John's, Villanova, Providence. Seton Hall should be okay, but if Seton Hall loses their first game to St. John's, they could be in a little bit of trouble. So, I don't know. In that building with UConn running right now college basketball, I know you're going to take offense to that, but they are. They won it all, and they're probably the best team in the country right now, I think most people would say. And they run that garden. I mean, and St. John's having home court, sort of a home court advantage there, but really not, because again, the UConn fans will come out like nobody else. It's going to be a blast.
And yeah, that's a good call.
Here's the other storyline to it. Tyler Kolek.
Yeah.
Does he play?
It seemed like, just from talking to Marquette staff on what day was that, Saturday, that I'm not sure he'll play in the Big East tournament, but I think that they feel pretty good about him playing the NCAA tournament.
No, he's not sitting out in the NCAA tournament. That dude will.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He was shooting at shoot around, and he was shooting a little bit before the game. Who knows? Those obliques are like, man, we might not see him again. This could be a 6-week recovery, but hopefully this is something where he's going to be able to be healthy enough to be close to what he is, you know.
Yeah, remember, I mean, Dr. Goodman gave the whole rundown on the oblique, remember?
That was funny. And thanks to Pete Doerr, athletic training specialist, for
he gave me my PhD after that.
I should have lied to Mike. No, that's not right.
I can't believe you were honest. Shocking. I know.
Well, I'm always honest with that.
You are not always honest.
I am.
All right, so Big East number one for the bubble team storylines, which they're multiple. You know, still, I don't think UConn's got anything to prove, but Creighton probably does still. Like, what if Creighton wins the Big East tournament? You know, you're talking about they've already got really good momentum. They're peaking at the right time.
That would probably give them wins over Marquette and UConn.
Right.
Could they get to like a 3? If they do that, could they get to a 3 seed?
I think they're already at a 3, Rob. I think they're already.
Oh, maybe a 2 then.
Yes.
I was thinking they were a 4.
I think they could get in there. If they won the Big East tournament, with beating, you know, having to beat UConn, I think.
Yeah, that was an unbelievably tough shot that Trey Alexander hit to win that game against Villanova. It was like a one-footed going the other way fadeaway jumper, but his pull-up is as good as just about anybody. Him and Braden Smith are just mid-range killers, man. Yeah. They're like the DeMar DeRozans of college. It's a good shot for those guys.
Hey, speaking of, I don't mean to get off topic, but Braden Smith went down with the ankle injury today. I didn't really watch much of that game.
Well, Zach Edey sprained his ankle too. They both sprained their ankles.
Tell me what happened and are they okay?
I think they played the rest of the game. But yeah, Edey stepped on somebody's foot and turned his ankle over pretty good. And it was weird calling the game because I'm like, Jesus, this program is cursed. Never rolling. We just have something terrible. And then Braden Smith like shot a pull up and he came down and he landed on John Gaffney's foot and rolled his ankle.
It was on Gaffney's foot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on John Gaffney's foot. And it's not his fault. I mean, he's staying out of bounds. You know, like it's not like he's. It's nothing. It's nobody's fault. It's just an accident, right?
No, but, I think we should blame. Purdue does not win it all, we should blame John Gaffney for this now.
I don't think so, no. But it was definitely, you could feel, and I think Purdue's fan base has this like built-in, feeling that something terrible is going to happen from it, and rightfully so. It always has, right? So,
I mean, honestly, it's your fault that they feel this way.
I mean, I feel sort of part of that blame. I think Glenn Robinson hurt his back before the Duke game in like 1994 too. It's like, I don't know, but I think they're okay. They played the rest of the game, but definitely a scare for that crowd.
Is there anything like in the Big Ten? Realistically, like what's the biggest storyline that you're looking forward to in the Big Ten tournament? Michigan State after losing today to Indiana?
I mean, they've lost four or five, but they're still in. They're going to be in.
But they could be in Iowa, the first four.
I guess if Iowa had won today, I feel like they'd feel really good. But they lost just now to Illinois.
You know what the storyline could be, Rob?
I mean,
Rob, you know what the best storyline? The best storyline is going to be somebody is going to be for sure in the semis, whether it's like Ohio State, Indiana, Iowa, somebody like
Ohio.
That.
You know what? I think Ohio State and Iowa have a lot to play for still.
Yeah.
They could. Now they're going to have to beat some good people. I think Ohio State just needs wins. And if Iowa could get another couple quad ones, then you could talk about the Big Ten pushing that out from everyone's thought six teams are going to be in to maybe you have seven, right? Like those two could still make a run.
Yeah. I mean, to me, again, there's not a lot there. Cause I think everybody other than Iowa's the one team, but again, I think like Ohio State could go to the
series. Ohio State's record is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Listen to this. They just won by 22 again today. They're now 19-12 with wins over Bama, Purdue, Michigan State, on the road. They don't have any bad losses. They've got 19 wins. So you're telling me that if they win that's three the more finals. Games and, they,
right.
and they've got 22 wins,
they should be in.
They might be, which is wild. I don't feel like I see them anywhere.
They're playing enough in that league that they could do it again. Somebody's going to get to the finals that we didn't expect there.
Yeah.
Now, can anybody beat Purdue, Rob? Like, do you see Purdue at all just kind of saying,
I don't know if
like,
they feel like – I think that they would be okay. Like, I don't think that they'd be upset if they won a game and then lost in the semis.
I agree.
As long as they're healthy. I think that they're just like, trust. Let's just rest. And I'm not saying they're going to throw games. I mean, they're going to try to win. But, you know, the whole argument of rest versus how tired are you when you're the last team to play on that Sunday. And I know that the Big Ten has done all these studies on the correlation between how you play if you make the final and how you play in the tournament. And they claim there is no correlation, but the coaches don't feel that way.
Hey, are you fully back on Kentucky now? I know you were all in. Then you bailed on them. Are you back on the Kentucky bandwagon if there's room for you?
I would say that they have got to be – what seed do you think they're going to be, three?
There might be a four. Two. Also, they could
– two. They could get to two.
I think they're a three now.
Well, two. But if they're like a three or a four, they would be a terrifying – especially a four. You got to be a one seed and play those guys. I mean, defensively, they still suck. but they really score. Like, they are talented and they score. And I am fascinated to see kind of – you know, beating Tennessee, though. I mean, Tennessee, they – you're not seeing a more physical defense than that, and scoring 85 points from a team that does what Tennessee does. I would be afraid of Kentucky. Like if I'm a one seed, I would not want to see them as my four or five.
By now, you guys have surely heard about Autograph, an app founded by Tom Brady with the intention of disrupting the way that fans consume content covering their favorite teams. This is how the app works. All of the podcasters, bloggers, and digital creators covering a team have their content sent to that team's page in the Autograph app. Instead of having to bounce from site to site or trying to navigate the safer workspaces on Twitter, you can just scroll through Autograph. This isn't a hard sell. This is the truth. I am a UConn fan, and I use the Autograph app to keep up with the writers I read and the pods that I listen to about UConn basketball. The best part is that every piece of content that you consume gives you reward points. The more you get, the more chances you have at things like discounted tickets to games and the grand prize, a trip to the LA Regional and a spot in a suite for the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 games. Here's the best part. We've partnered with Autograph to donate $1 to the V Foundation every time someone downloads the app using the code F68. with a minimum of $2,500 getting donated. The app is free. So download, use the code F68, help us raise a little bit of money for cancer research, and give Autograph a try. I promise you it will be worth it. And while we're here, a quick reminder, make sure that you subscribe to The Daily. We have new landing pages with deep dives into each coaching change, as well as a tracker that provides scouting reports on the transfers that have entered the portal that you are going to want to know about. Hit the link below to subscribe.
Reed Sheppard, as an NBA prospect, what are your thoughts?
I just haven't seen him enough, honestly. I really can't even speak on it. I know his steals are like insane. Like he just gets his hands on everything, on the ball. I would need to watch way more.
Probably he's shooting every time.
How big is he?
I don't know how big. I feel like he's not more than 6'3". I feel like he's probably 6'2", 6'3". Probably about my height.
You're like 5'10".
He's fun to watch, man. You think?
No, I mean, the little that I've watched him, you know, he is fun to watch. In order to answer that, I would need to watch more.
The second, I'll say this, after the Big East, the other conference tournament that I would love to be at is the Mountain West.
I think I know what you're going to say. I was going to say that, but you're going to say the Mountain West. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would have done it, not because it's in Vegas, but because it's going to be really good. Other than the fact that I went out to those two games. So, like, I kind of opted for those two games at Utah State and at New Mexico. But now, all right, this could be insane, but they could legitimately get 7 in. I don't think, like, again, it would have to work perfect.
Who would be the 17?
If New Mexico? UNLV. You know,
so New Mexico's in.
No, they're not in. So it'd have to be like a UNLV getting the automatic bid, probably winning the league tournament at their home court at Thomas and Mack, and beating New Mexico in the title game. I think that would do it for New Mexico. Like, again, it's got to go perfect for them. But at this point, San Diego State's in, Utah State's in at this point. Nevada's actually in pretty good shape right now, like really good shape.
Yeah.
They're probably in as like a 7. Boise's in, and then the two that are probably Colorado State, they're probably right in the fringe. They probably can't afford to lose in the first round there. And New Mexico is the one that needs help. So if you got a UNLV New Mexico title game in the Mountain West and no other big upsets,
that would cap off the greatest season in Mountain West history.
Imagine if they got six. That'd be
more than Power Conference. Or some of the power conferences. So, what's the Pac-12 getting to?
Pac-12's probably getting to maybe a third if Colorado or Utah do something, but it's just Arizona.
That is crazy.
State.
That's crazy that the Pac-12 is going to get two or three teams in the tournament. What's the ACC get?
Four, probably. Maybe five.
I remember when I was playing, the Big Ten had never won the Big Ten ACC Challenge. And it was like, I remember when we won it the first time my junior year. At Media Day, guys were actually talking about how we need to win.
Really?
Yes.
Because you guys were embarrassed every year.
The Big Ten had never won it since the start of it. And then all of a sudden, like, the bottom of that league has just fallen off. Yes. And some of those teams are weird fits, like Syracuse. And, you know, Pitt has weathered the storm, and they've been better. But they still aren't what we saw in the Big East. You know, like,
hey, how overrated is – so right now, Purdue, UConn, Houston are the three number ones. We'll talk about the fourth number one in a second, who it could be. How overrated is a number one seed, do you think, these days? Do you think it's overrated or no? Or do you think it means a ton compared to a two?
I still think it means a ton. We've seen way more twos. We've seen way more twos lose than ones. We've seen two ones lose, I know. But there's been – I don't know. I feel like for the one seed, and I also think, and this is more so for the other side this year, but I think that if you can avoid being an 8 or a 9, that's huge because the ones are way better than the twos. Yes. Like the gap is very big. I don't know. I just think the mentality of you being the one seed and only two teams have lost. It used to be like an invincibility thing where, well, no one's ever lost. Maybe that's gone a little bit, but I still think that being a one – when I was my fifth year, we were a 10. And I'm telling you, if we had been an 8 or a 9, looking at a 1 seed would have been way more daunting than looking at a 2. And so we were talking about playing Kansas.
There's an intimidation factor.
I think there is, yes.
I mean, I think you're right with UConn, no doubt, right now. I wonder if Purdue, I wonder if some teams would rather see Purdue right now just because.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. But I think that I would think that when they see what Purdue is bringing, that would be changed very quickly. This is not the same Purdue team. I really firmly believe that.
You're not worried. Do you like how Paint has handled this whole thing? Where, like, I saw it last week in a post game. He wasn't even asked something about it, but he brought it up.
Yeah, they've been very honest about the way they feel. And I think that was probably the way to go. And I, you know, they've been open about it, and it's been talked about. And I heard Braden Smith say that, you know, he's got like one goal, and that's to really erase what happened from last year and make the Final Four and play in the national title game. I think he's done a great job. You know, he could win Coach of the Year in the Big Ten. I saw that you tweeted something. You've not even mentioned the National Coach of the Year. I know, and that's because they were picked to be, which is crazy because they've had an unbelievable season, but they give it to people who have overachieved. I would think he'd win Big Ten Coach of the Year, but you could also, I mean, Chris Collins has just plugged holes. He's done great. Fred Hoiberg certainly has done. All three of those guys have been really good.
Yeah, they've been good. No, there's no like clear cut winner, but I would give it to Payne.
I mean, he's won the league by multiple games in back to back years. I think that he didn't win it last year, and they won the league by 3 games, and they were picked 5th. And look, I think Chris Collins deserved a lot of recognition too for what he did last year, but it's hard to argue about with the results.
Hey, are you still all in on the best starting 5 for Purdue involves Mason Gillis? The best 5 out there.
The best 5. Yeah, and Fletcher Lawyer has played really well the last
four games. He played well today again. Mm-hmm. Well, they need him peaking at the right time. That's huge. And I don't know if his confidence ever wavers. I don't know if it's his confidence as much as it's just like the physicality.
He went through that really but he's been good against physical teams. 27 against Arizona, 27 against Tennessee.
I know.
He kills Illinois. Those are the most physical teams you're going to see.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody knows, but he's really good the last 4.
There is nothing better in sports than tournament time, which is why I need to tell you guys about our partners over at Rhythm. If you're into sports betting, you need Rhythm, the place for data-backed props and picks. For those that are unfamiliar, Rhythm, spelled R-I-T-H-M-M, is the go-to mobile app for player props and game picks. Backed by AI predictive models, Rhythm helps you make smarter and faster betting decisions across all sports, but particularly college basketball. With Rhythm, you get data-backed picks for every single Division I game, every single day. Users get free picks daily with the ability to upgrade to unlimited access. If you want to increase your edge and win more bets, go to the link in the description and download Rhythm today. That's R-I-T-H-M-M, the place for data-backed props and picks. And while we're here, let me tell you about our newest partner for the month of March, Splash Sports, the home of certified community competition, where you get to play against your friends and not the house. Whatever game it is that you are playing, from Survivors to Tears to Pick X, the safest way to play for real money without the hassle of having to track down deposits or worry about payments is through Splash. They have partnered with PaySafe, the best deposit and payment system in the world, to ensure that money stays in safe hands and is delivered to the right places. To join the Field of 68 Survivor Madness, click the link in our profile below and join in. Entries are $5 a pop with a prize pool of up to $4,500. Winner take all. Join Splash and come prove that you're smarter than us.
All right. So I was saying the final number one at this point. I don't know if it's a 3-horse race, but I think it's kind of with Tennessee losing at home to Kentucky, they opened it up. Right. And if Tennessee doesn't go deep in the SEC tournament, they won't be a 1. I think Carolina's the front runner right now. After beating Duke at Duke, what they've done from start to finish is nothing short of amazing.
That was wild seeing the camera crazies throw stuff at them.
Were you surprised?
I mean, no, but But it was just, you know, yeah, I guess with Tennessee losing,
Arizona.
Yeah, I think North Carolina, Arizona would be the two.
But the thing with Arizona to me is just the league. And not that the ACC is great. Not that it's great, but at least they have Duke and they just beat Duke at Duke. Where Arizona, who you beat UCLA, UCLA, nobody cares. Doesn't matter.
True.
You know? So and Arizona's had some hiccups in that league against teams that aren't frankly that good. This Carolina team has a chance, Rob. They have a especially with Cormac
Ryan
making shots now.
He was balling, It's too bad that Marquette lost Kolick because they would have had an opportunity
to get it.
Where you are at Creighton and you have UConn at home. Yeah. If they had him and won those two, they could have definitely snuck in there for that to be a one seed, I would think.
No question. What else? Any other storylines that we haven't talked about? For me, one I'll be watching, and this also could take away from the Big 12 tournament. Does Kevin McCullough play at all? And even Hunter Dickinson with a dislocated
He hurt his shoulder, huh?
Dislocated it.
Did they just pop it back in? Did he come back and play? Or
I don't think he came back in.
The problem is, I know this because when I did it, when you dislocate your shoulder, you could like tear your labrum. You can like saw that stuff off, and that's no good. That's a nasty surgery. No, I think, I mean, the bubble is so weird. That's a big storyline. I just, and you kind of covered it with the Big East, but there's a lot of teams that are kind of wish-washy on whether they want to play in the NCAA tournament.
Right. And we want to expand. Well, we don't, but some people want to expand.
If they're going to, your way would be the way. Let some of those mid-majors play their way in. That would be, but unfortunately, that's not the motivation of expanding. So that's not going to happen.
What else? Any other, I'm trying to think, any other news, any things? Anything else? What else you got? Nothing?
Nothing. SoCon. I'm locked in on the SoCon.
You're going to prepare?
Yeah, of course. I always prepare. I'm not like you.
You know Samford. You can talk about Samford's personnel right
that
now.
That trims my prep substantially.
That
was a blessing. Well, yeah, I've seen their team.
You're bored.
Ooh, ETSU up one in overtime on Chattanooga.
Are they really? Yeah. They came back?
2 seconds to go.
Who is ETSU's coach, Rob?
You're going in and out. What'd you say?
Who is their coach? Who's East Tennessee State's coach?
Say that one more time. I can't hear you.
Brooks Savage. It's Brooks Savage. He used to be an assistant for Steve Forbes at ETSU and at Wake Forest. He was also a GA at Tennessee back when Bruce Pearl was coaching.
Oh, did you ask me who East Tennessee State's coach is?
That's what I asked you, yes.
Oh, it's Brooks Savage.
Yeah, thanks.
It's Brooks Savage.
Dumbass. You are a complete dumbass. So you got some work to do. If ETSU wins, you got some work to do on this flight.
See, I knew that Dan Earl was the head coach of Chattanooga because I had him last year.
I get it, but you had no idea who ETSU is.
Well, I'm doing this fucking podcast, so I can't be watching the game.
There's no need for profanity on the podcast.
You and Doster make me do PG. Way too many podcasts. I need to work less at the Field of 68. That's what I've decided.
You're going
to
work less. You don't work for 7 months of the year. We've been through this.
I mean, during the season. I think next year my Field of 68 days are numbered. This might be my last podcast.
You signed a 2-year deal last offseason. We've got your signature.
My agent's about to start negotiating. I'm calling him in for more money.
You should see what the buyout is on your deal, too. It's one of those huge. Yeah. It's like a Dennis Gates buyout. That's what it is.
I got the Mick Cronin buyout of podcasts.
Pretty much, you can't leave. You can't go anywhere else.
I've signed my life away to this bullshit.
I'm trying to think if there are any new coaching things that happened today or yesterday that were. You saw Brian Mullins got fired the other day, yesterday.
Yeah. What do they? Wait, he's at Southern Illinois, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they expect? Like, they were pretty good.
They were pretty good.
And they lost their two best players because they don't have NIL.
Yes. Yeah.
They'll probably lose.
It's hard being Dana Ford. Dana Ford today at Missouri State got fired for kind of similar.
Yeah.
you know, results, like being good but not great, not getting in the NCAA tournament. If you like, you're at a program like that in 5 years, especially when they're watching Indiana State do well, I think that hurts.
Yeah. Right?
When you're watching Indiana
State, that's fair.
That doesn't have a lot in its league, beat up on those guys, and now again, we don't know if they're going to get there. But even Drake's not a great job. Drake was never a great job in the Valley.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. Is Northern Iowa not really a factor anymore? I just think back to when I was in college, like they were really good.
Yeah. They're just okay now.
I mean, we played them the year before they beat Kansas in the tournament, and it was like, those dudes have some players.
They do. They do. The big question's coming up. Stackhouse, I'm hearing, you know, some are saying he's gonna make it. Others are saying he might not. That's one. Juwan Howard's one to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
You know, Ward Manuel's going to meet with Juwan when the season's over, and we'll see what happens.
I mean,
there.
They have not been competitive.
No, it's been bad. You know, the question is again, will he just kind of tap out at this point and say, you know what,
right.
It's not working. I don't know. And then I'm trying to think who else. You know, we got to watch what happens with Bobby Hurley at Arizona State. Does he try to get out of there? Does he get DePaul? But yeah, plenty to watch for. Looks like ETSU with the win. Looks like ETSU came up with
the win. I always knew that Brooke Savage was going to get that done.
I'm going to give you all sorts of – tomorrow I'll introduce you to Brooke Savage when we get to
– I look forward to that. I look forward to that. Are you actually going to show up like early, or are you just going to like roll in at game time?
You know what's unbelievable? Brooke Savage, legitimately, this is incredible. This shows you how loose he is as a first-year head coach. I could probably show you a text before his first game as head coach. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but now that he's in the title game, it's obviously worked. He literally texted me, I think, 10 minutes before tip on his first game as head coach this year.
He's loose. I like that.
Yes. Well, he's got the Forbes, Bruce Pearl. Being around that, I think, helps a lot in that.
Wait, so he was at Tennessee as a GA or as a GA?
Might have been a manager. Might have been.
We played Tennessee my junior year, and that maybe he was on that staff.
He probably was. He can probably talk about how much he hated you.
There you go. I could tell him about how Brian Williams shoved me into the table at breakfast the day before, or the morning of the championship game.
What? He did? He shoved me in the table? He was a big boy.
He was huge. Yeah, I was dishing up some eggs. And we're at the Marriott. The Marriott that overlooks the ocean in St. Thomas. It looks the harbor and how really pretty. And it's an awesome buffet for all the teams. So we're playing Tennessee that night in the championship game. And I'm dishing up some eggs, and I get shoved in the back into the table. And I thought it was one of my teammates, like, screwing around. I turned around, and it was Brian Williams and a couple of the dudes from Tennessee. And they were like, we're gonna whoop your ass tonight.
And what happened?
Like, okay.
What happened?
Well, we won. Etuan killed.
Etuan carried you again?
I mean, I had a good game, too. I was inefficient, though. I was not efficient. But Etuan was balling.
So many times that Etuan and Juwan carried your ass. So many
times. Those are good guys to pick to carry your ass. I picked well.
No question. All right, listen, go get some food over there at the club, because I know it's good.
Yeah.
I know.
You'll see some cube cheese or some, you know.
A lot of cube cheese in those rooms. A lot of cube cheese. All right. I'll see you tomorrow in Nashville. Thanks for joining us, Goodman and Hummel Pod. And we'll see you next week. I don't know, Rob, the fans really will want a little bit of a pod next week, even if it's a short one after the bracket.
It's going to be a short one.
All right. We'll do a quick one.
Maybe. Dude, you are like the worst boss. You make me do podcasts all the time.
We'll try to get somebody else on. Fun.
Thank God. Right. That's fine. We'll do it.
I'll see you tomorrow. Later.
All right. See ya.
Goodman and Hummel Podcast, and we got Robbie Hummel.
I'd known you since you were a kid.
I could blow my knee out, both knees, and still kick your ass.
We're trying to find the Robbie Hummel statue.
I wanted to kill you.